Coming up on the Hot Coffee and Chingazo Show, objects we believe that can fix our soul temporarily or help us seek out a way to be calm and stress-free. Or light that one lucky candle used to win the lottery. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome back. First and foremost, we made it. We are here. And episode 10 has arrived. We have accomplished nothing, pretty much. I mean, we're still chugging along. You know, we're still rocking and rolling. Thanks for everyone who's listened or maybe laughed at a section. You all made this kind of worthwhile. It was fun. I'm enjoying this. And let's hope we can do a whole lot more. But now onwards. We're talking about objects we believe that fix our souls. Humans, in general, are strange. But, I mean, in the sweetest way, I guess. We like to pretend we are rational, data-driven, you know, iron brain, you know, nothing stops us. Meanwhile, many of us are out here whispering wishes and hopes into a semi-dusted, crusted purple quartz we bought in a gas station at a gift shop. There's no logic to this. We're like emotional raccoons collecting shiny things to soothe the churning confusion of being alive. And maybe our soul will get repaired. I don't know. For this episode, I am not including religion or politics in this because, well, first, I never do. I never want to because it's just way too much. There's too much saturation in this world for it. And there's too much negativity in this world, you know, when you speak about both of them. So I try to stay out of that. So that's why I bring to you, like I said, objects that are given false powers. We start with geodes. Everybody know what a geode is? Raise your hand if you do. Oh, I okay, you back there. Okay. Oh, okay, in the front. Yes, you. Okay, good. We'll start our journey with geodes. Yes, geodes. These rocks with glitter on the inside, or crystals, they're used as emotional band-aids. You know, nature came around and made a piñata out of this rock and forgot to fill it with candy. So instead, we fill it with meaning, you know, something to soothe ourselves. Someone looked at a sparkly mineral one day and said, yes, this stone right here, this sacred stone, that will heal the damage that my eighth grade math teacher did on me because I couldn't learn algebra. And honestly, you know, a lot of y'all, we believe them because we want to believe that the beauty can fix us or heal us. Sorry, I want to just bring you back down to earth. It's just a rock with shiny crystals in it because of, you know, nature. Nothing more. So I hope you guys don't really put too much emphasis on geodes. It's just a rock formation. There's really nothing to it. And there's no science behind it saying that it's going to heal your soul or suck away any negativity because it doesn't. You're still here. And, you know, problems will still arise regardless of how many crystals you have. And I will tell you, I do have one, but it's my wife's. I do have one, and it hasn't brought me anything. So it you know what it has brought me? It brought me a lot of dust because those things, they do collect dust. It's not a big thing. It's maybe the size of my palm, but still, the only negative part is the dust that it brings. So next in our lovely list, the journey of items that make no sense, is moonlight. That's my quick rendition of some kind of Moonlight Sonata. I don't know, don't judge me, please. Okay, so humans, again, if you haven't noticed, this whole thing is about humans. They see the full moon as their personal rebranding season. Like, oh, I see a moon. It's a full moon. I must do something about it and cleanse my soul. You know, that glowing circle in the sky, and immediately everyone loses all their composure. Excuse me. They all lose their composure when they see it. You know, we'll call it charging our energy as if a celestial, like a celestial iPhone, you know, plug it in or just look at it and absorb the moonlight. And you got the crazy people that stand barefoot in their backyard at 1:47 a.m. holding a jar of water like it's a holy chalice, and they're probably whispering, like, you know, release, or, you know, I guess just release, you know, release. I am different now. Yes, because the moonlight healed me. Whoo, I feel refreshed. Well, let me give you a spoiler. You're still the same. Maybe shinier inside, I guess. I mean, if you believe it so. Your neighbors are probably considering calling someone to come get you, or the cops, seeing what's going on over here. But, you know, they're not going to do that. They're your neighbors. They love you, right? Because deep down, they get it. Now, in hindsight, moonlight is good. It's good for you. The only thing moonlight is beneficial for you is the vitamin D that the sun reflects off of it, and the nitric oxide that helps your blood vessels. That's what's the moon good for. That's probably why you feel a release or some kind of like moment. It's because your blood vessels are probably expanding and you're getting oxygen or the nitric oxide in it. That's probably what y'all think. So ain't no water. You don't have to, you know, scream out release, 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 or whatever. Little known fact, though, moonlight helps hunters see in the dark. Did you know that? Oh, man, that's a fact, Jack. That is a fact. Without the moon, we wouldn't be able to hunt in the dark. We can't catch a prey. We can't eat for the night or in the morning, depending on where you live. So, moonlight, that's all it's good for. It ain't going to help you, not whatsoever. I mean, aside from the small amounts of vitamin D and the nitric oxide that helps your blood. Other than that, it ain't going to release no negativity or anything like that. But we did land on the moon, for those of you deniers. I just got y'all. You know what? That's another problem on its own. That's another, you know, maybe show on its own. Did we land on the moon? Coming up. No. We'll talk about that later. So, let's see. What else do we got? Oh, okay. So, I've seen a lot of this, especially in airports, but it has nothing to do with airports right now. It's, you know, the emotional support animals. Yeah, those animals that you see, people bringing dogs, cats, chickens, horses, you know, et cetera, dolphins, whales, whatever you want, a centipede or a snake. Animal emotional support is good. It helps soothe and calm down people because it's a living thing and it moves around and, you know, it can help you. But emotional support houseplants, huh? They don't go nowhere. They don't do anything. They just sit there. Us as humans, again, and I've been privy to this to a point, but I don't, you know, I just buy it for looks. Humans buy these tiny green creatures and decide it will be an emotional anchor for their lives. You know, I've seen a lot of people talk to their plants. It might be a little crazy. We name them like things like Gerald or Sunbeam or, you know, Detective Leaf. Oh, man, is he on the case? Then we spend 3 weeks watering them too much or too little or, yay, not at all. While telling ourselves this is self-care. No, you're just gardening. That's all you're doing. Just, you know, plain and simple. You're getting a quick gardening lesson. The plant, meanwhile, is just dying because it can feel the chaos in your spirit, right? That's what it is. It's like, oh, my God, I just want to die because so-and-so is going through a divorce or so-and-so is going to, you know, had a wreck, or they're just feeling that they can't do it today because life just won't work for them. everything's negative, you know. Oh, and then they get, no, they talk to the plant, they tell them all, and the plant can't respond. Poor plant. I'm sure the plants would rise up and be like, I'm out of here, you know. I can't take this madness. But here's an idea. Just enjoy the oxygen that the plant gives you. Talking to it doesn't mean it's listening to whatever is happening. The reason why these plants, they seem like they're talking to you, or you think they're, you know, pay attention to you, it's because the plant feels vibrations. If it's your voice, if it's the TV, music, traffic, yelling, a dog barking, you know, anything that it can feel, aside from it moving because of the sunlight to catch photosynthesis. Your emotions, none whatsoever. But you can always thank it for giving you that carbon dioxide, though. And let's not forget, meaningful candle lights or candles. You know, candles that have pictures in front of it, either religious or non-religious. But who can forget them? Why? Because they're small and it's pretty much just a controlled fire in a jar. I don't know. Apparently it counts as emotional therapy or something. But it's just, personally, I think it's just dumb. It's just a candle. It lights the room up when it's dark. That's what fire does. So we light one and watch the flame like we're receiving guidance from an ancient oracle from medieval times or even older than that. You know, seek their wisdom. The candle doesn't nothing but melt slowly at that, or depending on how fat or how thick the candle is from all the wax. Yet, you know, we feel steadier, re-waxed, and realigned. Our souls are in tune with the universe because we lit a candle. Reminds me of that football club in Dallas, where I'm originally from, is the Rio Grande Valley. And in the Rio Grande Valley, there are a lot of Dallas Football Club fans. I'm not going to say the name because I'm not going to be affiliated with them. But there is a saying over there whenever, you know, the going gets tough, you know, not that, but a comedian had coined it and everybody's now saying it. And it's called Prende la Vela, which means light the candle. Light the candle for luck. For what? Yeah, I'm sure the football team is getting your concentrated guidance on winning by turning on a candle. Here, let me light a candle. Did you get it yet? No. All right, just hold on to it. But it's not going to happen. Lighting candles aren't going to worry. It's kind of like thoughts and prayers when something bad happens. It's not going to happen. Your thoughts and your prayers aren't going to help out. But let's move on from that. But we're still staying on candles. The other one is the lottery candles. You know, ever seen those candles, people, that they sell? And they're multicolored. They're multicolored candles. Oh, by the way, all these candles smell nice, though. Yes. But these multicolored ones for the lottery smell even better because it's going to smell like money. You know, each tier on that candle, which is a different color, helps you either win money or it gives you good luck, or, you know, Tuesday is the day to win your lottery, or you're going to win it times two, stuff like that. You know what? You'll save money if you turn on that candle and turn off all your house lights, you know? Just something I like to throw out there. You'll save money on your electricity bill. So like I said, man, every object is a life raft in the ocean of existence. That sounds deep, right? Oh, so deep. I didn't even know I even come up with that. Wow. We claim that it can save us or dispel the bad stuff. But in the end, it's up to you to make that change. Not some trinket. You know, maybe we don't need the moon to fix us. Maybe we just need reminders that we're allowed to breathe. You know, none of these things work the way we claim. They don't cleanse your aura or reorganize your destiny or push out emotional toxins. It's absurd. What they actually do is give your heart a tiny pause, a small moment of choosing softness in the hard world, you know, a distress, to, or decompress, I should say, just for a moment. And it's all good. And then guess what? Welcome back to Earth. The ground is hard, and we keep going. We aren't worshiping rocks, plants, moonlights, or candles for good luck. We're worshiping permission to feel okay for a minute, which is maybe the most reasonable thing in this world. But, you know, it's just my opinion. You guys want to do what you guys want to do, go for it. Turn on your candles. Get some moonlight, whatever. All right, so we end podcast number 10 on hot coffee and chingazos. This one got a lot of chingazos on it. Pow, 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 you know? I'm here drinking my coffee now. I think I'm going to go find a coin and use it as a good luck so I can go buy a lottery ticket. No, I'm just joking. It's just money in my pocket. The one coin that I have in my pocket. So if you like this episode, number 10, finally. Yes, number 10. Celebrations all around for everybody. Thank you. If you like this podcast, like, subscribe, laugh. You know, you can find me on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, RSS feeds. I'm there now. And on YouTube as well at Hot Coffee and Chingazos. You need to email me, hotcoffeeandchingazos@gmail.com. Make sure you guys have a good one, all right? I'm out.